A floating Southeast ministry has hit some rough waters. Since 1988, the motor vessel Christian has traveled to Southeast Alaska's most isolated communities, providing pastoral care, vacation Bible camps, and sacraments. But as KRBD's Deanna Garrison reports, the global recession has put the future of the MV Christian in doubt.
For nearly 18 years, Pastor Stan Berenson's home was the pulpit of Ketchikan's First Lutheran Church. Berenson's pastoral life took a distinctly unique turn last spring when he took on the job as the pastor and skipper of the MV Christian. Since last year, Berenson and his wife Sharon Geldecker have been sailing the vessel through Southeast Alaska, visiting with residents in the far reaches of the region.
It was interesting. Sharon oftentimes would say, she's sort of interested in trying to do church differently. And I said, well, this is about as different as it can get because you're, for one thing, you don't have a congregation. You have a number of people that you relate to and you try and encourage.
The couple says the duties of a traveling ministry can be as varied as the communities they visit.
If people invite you in their homes, you go. You know, if somebody says, how about some tea, you go. Because you're always just seeking where the hospitality is, you know. We do worship services if there is a group that's used to doing that. As a Lutheran, we're word and sacrament people, so I'll do communion, you know, if they
baptisms,
want.
Baptisms, you know, weddings.
Baptism if they want. There's been weddings on the boat.
Yeah. Geldecker is also a trained nurse and is hoping to begin offering basic medical care during those visits. The 65-foot, 75-ton MV Christian was first launched in 1971. Originally, it was used as a Lutheran outdoor ministry for youth in Puget Sound. The vessel was brought to the state in 1988, where it began primarily serving Southeast Alaska's logging camps. With a rapidly dwindling number of logging camps in the region, Geldecker says the vessel now primarily visits native villages and some of the region's most isolated areas.
It's gone to places where if there's not even a community, it's just a float house, you know, such like that. So it's basically we go where we're invited and see where the Spirit leads us. It's kind of a new way to experience Alaska and to be of service and to give back to these communities. Ketchikan has been awfully good to both Dan and I in so many different ways, and we just appreciate living in Alaska and maybe going a little deeper into the more remote areas. It's been very fun, except that we didn't get to do it very long before the recession hit.
With an average of $180,000 in annual operating costs and major gifts drying up, Berenson says he received word in January that the boat was being taken out of service.
It's sitting in Wrangell in the shipyard, up on blocks and stands. High and dry.
As word of the fate of the MV Christian traveled throughout the region, Berenson says support began mounting for its continued operation.
There's been sort of a groundswell of response once people found out that it was, a lot of people know this boat. And there was sort of a kind of a, no, this isn't going to happen kind of an attitude.
With some lobbying, the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America and Lutheran Association agreed to keep Berenson and Geldecker on to help raise funds for the MV Christian. Originally, the Lutheran Association had committed to relaunching the vessel if $150,000 could be raised over the course of the next several months. Geldecker says she plans on writing grants to help supplement the approximately $20,000 that has already been raised. Even with new fundraisers planned around the region, they expect they'll raise somewhere in the neighborhood of $50,000. The couple says it appears the boat may be refloated prior to all of the money being raised. In the anticipation, they'll be able to come up with the rest.
It's a bit of a faith journey.
Yeah, it sure is.
In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.